Yambi, thank you for joining me today on Pop Culture Unplugged.
Oh, glad to be here. Very happy to be here.
Exciting times, our friend. We see you as Wyatt on season two of Night Court, but in a way, you're no stranger to comedy. I remember you from Mike and Molly. That was one of my favorite shows watching for a few years, and your
Just a
character,
few years.
I
Just
was, it's been a few years now since Off the Air.
yeah. True, true. It still airs, it still does its thing. It's still, it's a little residual.
Do you miss it?
Oh, I do miss it. I miss the cast. I mean, it's such an incredible family. Melissa McCarthy, Billy Gardell, Rinno Wilson, Swoosie Kurtz, Rondi Reed, Lou Mastillo, just so many. Katie Mixon, David Higgins, just so many great people. I miss that. Working with those guys and the great James Burrows was awesome. And so I'm really happy to be back on a sitcom.
You belong in a sitcom. You got that feeling, like when you see you on there, you're like you fit right in there.
Oh, thank you, man. Thank you. Thank you. It's fun. I grew up on sitcoms. Martin was my show growing up. Loved watching Sanford and Son growing up. Night Court was one of those shows that in rotation that I was watching, The Cosby Show. I mean, I grew up on sitcoms, and so it's in my blood.
So we'll jump into Night Court in a few minutes, but I was doing some research on you, and I need to know, man, you're a big basketball fan, huh?
I am a huge basketball fan. I mean, I always thought that basketball was going to be my way, at some point I thought that I would have this, career, whether it be in the NBA or overseas. Then eventually I'd coach. But then I'd always been acting at the same time. But then when basketball turned out to be something that wasn't my path, acting, the arts was right there the whole time. But basketball is my passion. It's my second love.
I gotta know now with March Madness right around the corner. Did you get a chance to play in March Madness with Bucknell?
Man, no, man. We lost in our championship game.
Come
We
on.
lost to one year we lost to, I want to say we lost to Lafayette one year. And then Navy another. But yeah, it was that was in one of those games, we were up with 5 minutes to go, and so we're celebrating, thinking we're going to go to the dance, and then it just never happened. Yeah,
Who do you think is gonna take it this year?
UConn looks like the team. UConn looks really good. Houston, I love what Kelvin Sampson is doing over there at Houston. So, I mean, those are my two favorites right now.
I mean, I live in Massachusetts, but we always rooted for UMass back in the day, and now UConn's right next door. And for me, it's kind of like the Yankees. I don't want them to win it, but they're going to win it probably.
Yeah, those Marcus Camby days.
That's right. Oh, yeah, you remember those. Yeah, those were the good days, the good old days.
Good old days.
So, yeah, let's jump into Night Court, my friend. How does it feel to step into a sitcom like this from, its original run was like a, rich legacy there. How did it feel like jump right into this now, joining season two?
It was quite an undertaking. The original show was just masterful, what they were able to build. But like the great thing about going back and watching those 9 seasons of the original, those first 3 seasons, they were trying to find their voice, right? And then the season 4 through 6, there was that sweet pocket of, like, I mean, Emmys, 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 Emmys. And then of course 7 through 9, it's like, hey, we'll pay you to come back. Are you sure? Yeah, look at this money. So, oh, okay, yes, we'll come back. It seems like, I think with this show, the same thing. We're trying to, find our legs. And I think with each episode, it gets funnier and funnier. And to join the cast in the second season, it's just this well-oiled machine that, all you have to do is come in and play, have fun.
Now, was this an audition process to come into the show, or did you know somebody in the back area and like, hey, we got a part for you, want you to come in?
I think it was one of those things where I think because of the work I've done on Mike and Molly, and then the work I did on The Good Fight, they had a role that they were like, "Hey, we think the Emmy would be perfect for this." So we had a meeting with John Larroquette, Melissa Rauch, Winston Rauch, and Dan Rubin, and we talked for about an hour, just getting to know each other and seeing if this was the right fit. And no, it was great. We just had fun, and then they're like, "Hey, if this is something you want to, figure out, let's see what happens." So, I started off as a guest star to see if this would be something that would work. So, really, the audition was the the time as a guest star.
Yeah.
But that, I think we knew pretty quickly that this was going to be long term.
Amazing. What was the description you were given for Wyatt?
The description, you know what's so funny? They were still trying to figure it out, but I know at the time all they knew was that he was divorced with two kids. And they were trying to bring in the element of fatherhood into the mix. And but then beyond that, they weren't sure. So then by the time when the strike was over, they had time to think about it. And when we actually sat down and for that table read, it was like, this is a guy who's done it all, who's seen it all, done it all, and is willing to do anything for his kids to make them the best that they can be. Or at least look like I'm the best that I can be.
Did you get a chance to like collaborate with the writers or the producers about like put your own spin on this character also?
Well, yeah, what's so funny is that what they've done over the course of I guess it's 11 episodes I've shot now,
Okay.
is off of everything that I've been doing, based off what they've been doing, because I'm the type of guy with everything that they've written out, I write out everything, just the facts, and then from that I start creating, so many different things off of just a single line, and like I'm like, okay, this guy's done so many things, he's a hummingbird. He's always on the move. So it's always, always moving. Always gotta have something to do. Hey, okay, if he's a hummingbird, he eats a lot. He eats a lot because he's got to keep up his energy. He's like the Flash. He's got to eat a lot. And then whenever somebody says, "I know a guy, I know a guy," oh yeah, I know a guy, I know a guy. I'm the guy. So I'm the guy because I'm the guy who's done everything. So it's been, I think, based off of what they've written, and then what I've been playing and how I've been interpreting it and making it funny, then they're like, oh shoot, we didn't know that was funny, let's play to that. And so it's been like, a collaboration in that way.
Now you mentioned you watched what's that?
I'm never like, you know what, actually I feel like my character would do such and such. I'm more the guy who's like, oh, is that what you think the character is? Okay, let's play with that and see where that goes. And I play 100%. And if it dies, they know that it died because it didn't work as far as an idea, but not because of how I played it. Because I'm going to give them so many different options and so many different ways to play.
That's awesome. Did you, when you mentioned earlier about going back, like you grew up watching the original Night Court and you went back, did you go back to watch certain episodes so you could play the clerk different than the other previous people we've had?
Well, what's interesting. So, I went back and watched it all in succession. So,
Okay.
for the better part, so season two on is all, Charles Robinson playing, as
Yeah.
Mac. And so I felt like this is a nostalgia show in some ways. You bring it back because people love the original. And
Yeah.
I felt like it's important to bring a little some elements of Mac into the character. So whether it be a sweater, sometimes it's the joy I get out of the pain somebody else feels. Once in a while I may do that, but I'm not, but that's where I think, and I mean, Mac had joy when it came to the pain of Dan feeling,
I remember that,
right? So sometimes I may play that, but I play that more out of maybe getting Dan back in some way, but never, but in the end, at the end of the day, I feel like I just want not only Dan, but everyone to love me, in spite of themselves. But that being said, one of the fun things that I found out about my character as we were building it is that how much I love drama, and so stirring the pot. So I think that's where a little bit of Mac can come in, is in terms of stirring the pot. So yeah, that's the, it's a way of bringing. So I wanted to be sort of be a bridge from Mac into this new world as Wyatt, because Mac is married. He was married to Quan Lee. He had a whole relationship there. I'm divorced with two kids, trying to figure it out. And they didn't have kids.
Right.
Eventually, they were pregnant. Later on, so then see, so there's already differences between the two.
Right. And if the thing is about Night Court, it's got a blend of comedy and heart also. Like, how do you balance your performance, in certain scenes with why it interacts with the other characters also? How do you balance that?
For me, number one is I always try to play the scene in a grounded way. Because I feel like if you start with the truth, and then from there stretch it, I think that the audience will go with you. The audience will, like they'll believe anything because it's grounded in some sense of truth. So I think that's the way, at least, I approach, the heart, and then of course the funny. I love when I love when you sort of surprise an audience. Not only surprise, the other characters that you're playing with, but you surprise the audience with where you take it, where it's just like, oh shoot, I didn't see that coming. I didn't see him going there. And then in the same way, it's being surprising myself and how I listen. And I think that's that really the truth in listening. Is where I think people as an audience sort of connect with you,
I see
as far
that.
as the heart, and then of course, the funny, because it's just like, oh, I heard that too. It's hilarious, and, oh shoot, I heard that too. It's weird, because a lot of weird cases, a lot of weirdness, and if you don't if you're not listening, the audience can see you not pick up on it, and so then they sort of like, they just sort of watch like this, But when they see you sort of take in how odd everything is around, they sort of watch through your eyes as far as how weird the world you're living in really is. And we are living in a weird world right now as human beings. So,
So, joining season two now, being part of this cast, how did the fellow cast members help you settle in to this role, you
you
think?
know, uh, they. You know, like, I mean, India, I saw on the picket line. So immediately, she was like, I hear you joining us, come, let's have dinner and actually lunch, have lunch with my mom. And, I'll bring you up to speed. Sat down with Melissa and Winston, had breakfast with them. And I mean, literally everyone was so like accommodating and nice and kind. And I kept asking why. No, they were all amazing. They were all great, and it was just beautiful. Like I could just come in and just be myself, and really that's all I wanted to be. I just wanted to come in, be myself, bring this thing that I like to bring is where I want to be the person who's in front of me. I want to be their I want to be at least the one spark of joy that they had that day. If nothing else, I was that for them. So I try to bring that to the set. And so that was the energy that I bring, or at least that I try to bring to any set that I'm on, Mike and Molly, The Good Fight, and of course now Night Court.
What can you tease us about why upcoming storylines? Can you give us a little tease?
I mean, the cool one that was great was, of course, everything that happened with Melissa Fumero this past episode. But then, there's some I could tease a little bit of there's more stuff about it in terms of like his wants and needs, he's just a guy he's just a guy that wants love, man. At the end of the day, he wants to be loved. I mean, of course, there's some craziness. I give a great toast at an event I hope the audience finds really funny.
Amazing. If we see a season three, is there somebody in the cast that you kind of hope to have a little more of a storyline with or more scenes with that you had didn't get a chance to?
I've had a joy. I have a lot of joy working with each one. Lucretia was the very first episode. I did a lot of really fun stuff with her, and she was fun to work with. I think the person I haven't done a ton of stuff with would be India, her character of Olivia. But I don't know. We'll see, because I know a lot of people have asked if there would be any sort of love interest of some kind, whether it be with Abby, who's also been looking. You know, I've been looking. Sorry, when I say I mean Wyatt. And then I know Olivia's been looking. The only one really that's like good is Gergs, because Gergs, you know, has that relationship with the Duke, whom we may meet soon. And then Dan Fielding is sort of like, you know, I've had my love, and I'm, you know,
Right.
I'm good. So possibly maybe a love thing, you know, that would be interesting. I don't know. And then Flaubert, there's a guy, Gary Anthony Williams, who is amazing. I love working with him. I got a chance to work with him in this last episode. And any chance I get to work with him, I mean, I think he's one of the funniest people on the planet. He is like, if you ever get a chance to see him do improv, the man is like top-notch genius improviser. I put him and Melissa McCarthy
Oh,
like that when it comes to improvising.
amazing. What's next for you now? Any other projects you're allowed to tell us about or you got coming up?
Next for me is home. Home, resting,
There
taking
you go.
time with
Take a
my family.
little.
But I'm hoping, you know, I can get back into sketching, get back into developing some of the projects that we have in its infant stage. We have a couple of other projects that are further along, but not ready to be announced. But I'm hoping to continue to work with the idea that a season 3 will hopefully be coming. But it's going to be a lot, you know, rest.
Amazing. Maybe you can work on your collection back there. I see you got
Oh yeah, I just
He-Man back there.
got a few things, just a
That's
few.
it. There you
You may not know. So, like for me, the collection goes all the way up to the top. So up
go.
there is all DC. So Batman, Justice League, Batman and his Rogue of the villains. Of course, all of this all the way across is He-Man, Masters of the Universe with She-Ra. Then all this is X-Men, the animated series. Down below is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because I'm a huge Turtles fan. On that side, because you can't see that, it's all Star Wars. I got Thundercats, Thundercats, Thundercats. Oh, and then I got the Avengers. What else? I got all the and then some more Marvel stuff. So a lot of cool stuff. Voltron, got Voltron sitting right here in front of me. Yeah,
Amazing.
a lot of
I
cool
got to
stuff.
put you on the spot then. If there's one project you could work on, naming all those, what would you jump on?
X-Men. I'm a big X-Men would be great, because I mean Batman, who is pr probably my favorite, has been done so much, and I guess X-Men to a degree, but I feel like there's like there hasn't been a stamp been put on X-Men, you know, in a way, like for like the character Bishop, because like Bishop would be a dope character to play in X-Men. And then in the DC world, John Stewart would be awesome to play, or even Martian Manhunter, who I've voiced, would be great to play in live action. And then in a live action He-Man, if it ever happened, I would love to play Manny Faces. He's the greatest actor in all of Eternia, so I'd love to play him. He only has three faces, but somehow he's the greatest of all.
Right.
But X-Men, I feel, because the X-Men the animated series was such a dope series for me. I still have that theme song in my head right now. Da-da-da-da-da-da,
Do you ever
da-da-da-da-da.
go back and watch it on Disney Plus?
Oh yeah. I'll go back. I'll go back. The one character that I'm missing that I'd love for them to make, as a because I collect the 1/4 scale statues, is Jubilee. Jubilee would be, because she's the first X-Men, you meet. She's not X-Men at the time, but like you meet her first, before she comes an X-Men.
Amazing, amazing. All right. This was great. We got to get you back out. We got to continue down this conversation. More
Let's do
projects,
it.
hopefully Night Court season 3.
No doubt. I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
Thank you. This